This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Ryan O'Hearn on MLB Network talking about the change at manager, and he praised Brandon Hyde, as you would expect he would, because Ryan O'Hearn, acquired by Mike Elias, by the way, from Kansas City, has been the MVP of the team so far here in 2025. He's been raking, and the Orioles right now look like a one all-star team. But Ryan O'Hearn might be that dude. Could be Sagano, could be Sed, could be Jackson Holliday. I mean, we still have the end of May through the month of June to figure this thing out. But Ryan O'Hearn has been a stud for the Orioles. Ryan O'Hearn is in the last year of his contract here with Baltimore. And we kind of hinted at it a little bit yesterday when we had Jones, Bel Air, Hyundai. And thank you for having us out there. I had a great time. And the sale starts today, by the way. So get out there and get your free food and your Rita's Ice and buy a car. But if Mike Elias goes into full-on sell mode, could you still, we look at it this way, Nolan. The young foundation we think is set with Gunner and Westberg and Adley, and Kowser. All right, Kerstad's part of it. I'm not 100% on board with that. Keeping Cedric around would certainly, I think, behoove them, because I don't see an imminent replacement coming up through the ranks, with all due respect to the 7,000 outfielders they've drafted. But he could be a valuable trade chip. Grayson might begin throwing soon, which is great. Not holding my breath. We'll see him throw a baseball anytime soon to try to get opposing hitters out. We're coming up on almost a year since he's done that, 10 months removed at the major league level. But you've got a core of young players with Basayo coming up that you could bank on. And I've forgotten anybody. Remind me. So you could possibly look to move your pending or impending, whatever it is, free agents here. And Ryan O'Hearn would fall into that category. Now, we don't know what Kobe Mayo is going to be. Ryan Mountcastle could be one of these trade chips. Basayo is not a first baseman. Adley's not yet. That might be in his future at 27 years old, but it's not in the immediate. So Ryan O'Hearn brings this positional versatility. Good first baseman. Outfield, all right. Yeah. I mean, he's not Joe Ursulak. He's not Clemente. He's not that guy, let's be honest. But he can play left field. He can bring his spots. So I would think that if the Orioles do eventually crater worse than they are right now, which is 16 games under 500, 13 and a half games behind the red hot Yankees, maybe, just maybe, walk year of a deal, you move him. Now, let's stress this to Nolan, and if you disagree, obviously you're going to chime in a second. You're not getting Garrett Crochet, that level of talent, for Ryan O'Hearn. You're getting maybe a double-A infielder, pitcher, et cetera, which hopefully could be maybe ready to challenge for a spot going into spring training next year. But Ryan O'Hearn, unless the Orioles turn it around, will he be part of the second half Orioles roster here? Should he be part of it?
I'm going to say no. And I love Ryan O'Hearn a ton. I mean, since he's got here, clutch at bats, you know, pinch hitting opportunities, even when he's not playing every day. And that's what it really comes down to for me, is that as good as he's been this year, and he's going to set career highs in pretty much every offensive stat category, he's not an everyday player to me. He's playing out of his mind right now. Is this truly who he's going to be for the rest of his career at the age of, he's already 31? Probably not. I'm not going to make a long-term commitment to that type of player. And again, he's playing out of his mind right now. Why would you not sell high? And yes, the Orioles are going to be in a position to be sellers later this year. That's going to be their reality. So if you want to have a debate about a player like Cedric Mullins, who in theory could still have a future here in Baltimore, I'll listen to you. But for a player like Ryan O'Hearn, expiring contract, never played better in his career, lefty bat with some pop this year, that's going to be very attractive at the deadline. You got to move a player like that.
And we talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it more throughout the course of the day. Ripping It with Ryan comes up 12 o'clock. Ryan Ripken, as it does every Friday here on The Fan. They're not buying. They're selling. So if you want a Luis Castillo, you're looking at Seattle, a team that is right now in first place in their division. Kirby just came off the IL and got pounded last night. So they're not going to flip him. San Diego in the throes of kind of a big losing streak right now. Dylan Cease, walk year of a deal. They're waiting for Darvish to come back and all of this. Kings, another one. They're not trading anybody. So we're not... The Orioles aren't getting someone when they start to flip. They're not getting a controllable top of the rotation guy or your next starting left fielder, whatever it is, or your main setup guy to Felix Bautista. They're getting maybe major league, almost ready, hopefully higher end prospects that can help. Because unless the Orioles start moving, you know, the holidays of the world, which they're not. You're not getting any. There's not going to be no blockbuster trade, I guess, is my point. They'll be jettisoning guys, but I don't know what the haul in return will be.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, it's not going to be anything that you sit there and say, oh, my God, wow, they got this guy, or I know exactly who that player is.
Sure.
It's not going to be someone you know. But take it back a couple of years when they traded Mancini. Well, Trey Mancini had a lot of value to the Orioles, not just on the field, but just leadership, sentimental value. It hurt to trade him, especially because at the time it looked like the team was starting to compete a little bit there in 2022. Same with Jorge Lopez. But you got to Chase McDermott back in that deal. Jury's still out on him.
Sure.
But there's upside there. And for what Trey Mancini's career ended up being post-Baltimore, I mean, I don't even know if he's in the majors right now, to be honest with you. He might be on a minor league deal somewhere.
Yeah, he's not.
And with the Astros, he was a platoon player. He wasn't even an everyday player.
Got a ring.
Exactly. And made a hell of a play in the World Series, if I remember, the liner down the first baseline that he stopped. But point is, the Astros were willing to give up a Chase McDermott piece who had starter upside for a platoon first baseman. Here's Ryan O'Hearn, platoon first baseman, again, playing out of his mind. I'm not going to tell you the guy that they get back in the trade is going to be a future All-Star or a future Cy Young, but don't sleep on what they could get.
So I guess what we're asking here, as we start with Ryan O'Hearn on this Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up a couple of minutes. Well, we know who it is. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, you'll find out in a few. I mean, O'Hearn, do you want him around long-term? pushing 30, if not 30, at this stage of his career? Or is it, look, sell high while you possibly can, but knowing that you're not going to get, he could be an all-star this season. I don't know if you get an all-star in return. You know what I mean? And same with Eplin, same with Sagano, Dominguez, Soto. I mean, insert Mullins, insert pending free agent here, or soon to be free agent here.
Right.
Or even a Mountie who's on the last year, heading in these controllable air quotes for another year, but not exactly having a Paul Goldschmidt kind of season, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, at risk of sounding like the homer that's kind of overrating the guys on your team, because that I feel like I'm teetering on that right now.
Right.
But again, last year, like Austin Hayes, platoon outfielder, can't stay healthy, wasn't really even lighting it up in the terms of stats, and the Phillies were willing to give you a back-end reliever with a strong postseason track record with multiple years of control, or, well, half of last year and all of this year.
Sure.
So teams that are desperate, teams that have a clear need at the in-season deadline will overpay. A Zach Eflin, sure, he's expiring contract. Tom Sagano, same thing. But if a team needs a starter for a playoff push, they're going to overpay relative to what you would get, say, in an offseason deal. So, I again, same with the O'Hearn thing. I'm not sleeping on, oh, you just give up these guys because you have to. You're not really going to get anything in return. You'll get a lottery ticket in return. I don't know. I mean, I think there is value to be had here. This is a very important deadline for the Orioles.
And the other topic we brought up yesterday at Jones, Beller Hyundai, of course, was if you're Elias, you still have hopes, or even as an Oriole fan. We don't make the decisions, obviously, in regards to what they do. What's your circle the calendar date for Everdon? I mean, they get swept in Boston. The calendar date moves up a little bit before, you know, July 1st. Now, if they take 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox, doubleheader coming up today, the day-night variety, and we'll give you the lineup as soon as we get it, and we'll talk about that matchup as the show progresses. But, you know, if you're Elias, if we get under, you know, we're 5 games under .500 at the All-Star break, are we still in it? Right now, only the White Sox are worse than them in the American League. Orioles 13.5 behind New York, 10 games out of the wild card. I mean, they got a lot of, hey, the Angels have won 7 in a row, and they're still below .500. The Orioles need to have a couple 7-game winning streaks in the next month and a half before I think we get to that reality.
Right. The reality is that it is over. I mean, look.
I'm with you, yeah.
And if you're leading the team, if you're Mike Elias, look, you've had to own up here recently to the mistakes you've made with building this team in the last 12 months. Don't get carried away. Last thing you can do here is try to force it and say, oh, there's a slight chance. Let me go all in and try to force it, and maybe I end up being the hero for turning this thing around on short notice. It's not going to happen. The best thing, the smartest thing you can do is accept your mistakes, accept the position that you're in, and make the realistic moves, selling, to build for next year. Because you can compete next year. You should compete next year.
No doubt about it. And as we've talked about all week long, me, you, and Ryan Ripken and Steve Molesky when he was here on Tuesday, this isn't a rebuild. It's a retool, reset. Because the nucleus is there of young players that have helped you get to the playoffs. Still waiting for the next wave to contribute to that that reality as well. But no, this isn't a rebuild. This is a retool. It's a reset. But money now becomes part of the issue because I've said it 1,000 times. You have nothing coming up pitching-wise through the ranks. You're going to have to make trades, flip some of these magic beans, and bring in pitchers, and you're going to have to spend in the open market. Let me throw you this before we go to a break. Health permitting. And for the Orioles, obviously, with pitching, this is a huge issue. Health permitting. In no particular order next year. Bradish, Wells, Grayson, Kramer, Povich. Health permitting. Okay, maybe we could. No, they need one top of the rotation guy and another Bring them on, unless McDermott goes nuts here in the second half of the season. They need at least two starting pitchers and maybe a ton of arms in the back end of that bullpen. So we'll get into that and more. What do you think, everybody? 410-583-1057 is the number. And sadly, we hit the first break of the day with the news that Jim Henneman has passed away. A Baltimore guy, Calvert Hall, worked for the Baltimore Bullets, worked for the News American, Evening Sun, I believe. Been on this show or whatever shows I've done over the years. Been in studio with me at WNST and here when I worked at night. The official score for the Orioles, they renamed his chair the Jim Henneman official score guy. Jim Henneman passed away. The Orioles sent out the release earlier this morning. And Jim Henneman, true Baltimorean. Look, I like to think that I know a thing or two about Orioles history. But guys like Jim and Tom Davis, I mean, they're next level. And Jim Henneman, great guy on top of it. Jim Henneman, to you, your family, rest in peace. To the Orioles family, heartfelt condolences. But a true Baltimore media legend has left us, and we're worse off for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Cade Povich for the Orioles, 1-3, 523, excuse me. Brian Bea for Boston, right-hander, 2-1, 402, 20 Ks. Now, I have the Red Sox lineup. Boston coming off a series in which they took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. Orioles, dropped 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee. Salvaged the finale in 11 innings. So they're, trying to build on this. What I say, winning streak's 4, and that's to me what it is. 1's, hey, you won a game. You got one. You got one rolling here. And the Orioles this season, only 3 series wins. Only 1 on the road. That was against the Angels a couple weeks ago. They have yet to win 3 games consecutive. That, to me, that's incredible. Then again, it speaks volumes as to why you're 16 games below 500. Your run differential is abysmal. And you're 13 and a half games behind the Yankees. But anyway, we got plenty of time to land-base the birds until they turn it around. And it's a land-basing, quite frankly, that is well-deserved. They played themselves into this position. Players are responsible. Mike Elias built this mess. Brandon Hyde felt the gaff. And now Manzo is trying to figure things out in real time. Because remember, Mike Elias does not make the lineups. As he said, I think it was the same press conference he defended Brandon Hyde, right? Went in around that same time.
The first time, yeah.
Yeah. I got nothing to do with the lineup. I'll do the lineup.
The first stop on the long tour.
Yeah. It's like, don't forget to get my new album. Comes out on May 16th. No, I don't make the lineup. But there's the qualifier that came in, kind of subtle. Like, you avoided the right hand of the jaw, but here's that left hook to the liver. The subtle. But we do provide some blah, blah data, blah, blah, this, that, and the other, which leads you to believe that they're very much a part of the lineup in regards to what it is night after night after night. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If Frank Cash and Hank Peters, Edward Bennett Williams, Jerry Hoffberger walks into Earl Weaver and says, hey, I want you to play Chico Simone over Mark Belanger at shortstop today, Earl Weaver would have threw him out of his office. Let the professionals do their jobs. I understand the input of analytics, blah, blah, blah. But come on. Sometimes the feel. Like Ryan O'Hearn, I don't care if Sandy Koufax was picked. Well, it's two righties, we think, for Boston today, so it's a moot point. But Garrett Crochet was pitching in the first game. Ryan O'Hearn's in the lineup. For real. I mean, he's so Cedric. Just put your hot bats in there. No more matchups. No more analytics. No more trends other than some guys on fire. Just, we don't need Jorge Mateo to play just because it's a lefty. He can't hit anybody right now. And that's just the way it is. Ryan O'Hearn, you're the hottest stick in this batting order. You're in there. And in a run production part of said lineup, too.
That's what I was going to say. In the lineup and towards the top of the lineup. I mean, I'm giving my best hitters the most at-bats in a game. We're not winning anyway. What does it matter? I mean, come on. Keep boosting those stats so we can trade him at the deadline. Keep pushing for those career highs. It's going to happen. He's on pace. Career high in homers, RBIs, across the board, you name it.
All right, just refreshed. Make sure the Orioles lineup's not out yet. That's Brian Bayo, right-hander. Adley did hit the three-run homer off a lefty to win the finale in Milwaukee. I'm guessing he's still going to be 2 through 4 in the lineup today. Chris Cotillo told us yesterday that Bayo's numbers, if you look at him on the surface like we're doing, you're like, hey, man, 2-1, 402, 20Ks, they're not bad. He said that's very deceiving. He's kind of sucked this year. So maybe the Orioles could unload at him. But Adley's definitely going to be in his accustomed top-of-the-order spot, I would assume. Right?
Right. And look, I mean, we spent most of the season, or at least the past month, clamoring for him to move down in the lineup. But
right,
as soon as I just get done saying in the last sentence, you know, what does it matter? We're not winning anyway. All right, then... sure, keep him in the top of the lineup.
Yeah, but one of the reasons you're not winning is because he's not getting hits when he needs to get hits with guys in scoring situations over here.
I guess my point is it doesn't matter. If he bats leadoff or he bats ninth, I don't really care at this point.
Look at you throwing in the towel. I don't have the towel. Well, I got it in my hand. We'll see. If they get swept here and then St. Louis comes in, takes 2 out of 3, then I'm Mickey saving Rocky from a further beating.
You got the challenge flag. You're waiting on the roof from the booth.
Man to come flying in out of nowhere. But here's Boston's lineup. Durant's in left field. Devers the DH. Bregman's at third. Ref Snyder's in right field. something tells me he's going to have an impact on this game. Because he's an Oriole pain in the ass, that Rob Ref Snyder. Trevor Story, who's been bad, but probably won't be today. Navarez behind the plate. Sogard's at first. Campbell's at second. Great young player. And Rafaela is at center field for Boston as the two teams get washed out. Nightcap coming up. And for the Orioles, Morton was supposed to pitch today. Does he go tonight? And I know Rockabaca wrote about this. We'll talk to Rich Dubroff later. Eflin's on regular rest. Like, if you lose the first game, I mean, do you lean towards Eflin out of the gate? And then Morton will pitch tomorrow. I mean, because the Boston Red Sox would like to line up as quickly as possible. Not all of a sudden going, hey, who's your pitcher today? 5 minutes before the game starts. I would let Morton roll tonight and then get Eflin out there tomorrow, because if they get swept, he's going to have to be the stopper guy.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to wait because, I mean, you got the young starter on the mound for game one in Povich, and if he gets shelled and say he's out of there before the third inning and you've got essentially a makeshift bullpen game in game one, well, then now I want Eflin for game two because I trust him way more than Charlie Morton to go deep in that game. And at that point, it's absolutely necessary because you burned all your relievers.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Orioles taking on the Red Sox. A double dip. It's a day-nighter. 1:35 first pitch after they got washed out last night. And then 7:05 this evening. Boston, look, Yankees are running away from the American League East right now, but it's only, what, May 23rd, so a lot of baseball left to be played as the Yankees just swept Texas. We'll get to that during the AL East report. Oh, then they go to Colorado. Yeah, Rockies. Worst 50-game start since the 1800s. 1800s! They didn't even have steroids back then. Oh, yeah, it was called bourbon. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. What do you do with O'Hearn? You trade him? He's in the last year of a deal. Right now, he would be, in my opinion, the Orioles all-star. You're not signing him long-term. That's unfortunately going to be a reality, I would assume. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Good morning, Bob and Vinny, man. What's going on? I mean, well, just Bob. Vinny's with his vacation, right?
I don't know where Vinny is. He ain't here.
Okay.
Nolan's here. Say hi to Nolan.
What's up, Nolan? I said, well, you know, Nolan, my guy, man. You know, we talk and he answered the phone. But once you give up old Brandon Hyde call, man, you know, I know he ain't got nothing but time on his hand, man. Maybe he can fill in for you, man. I'm filling for Vinny, you know.
We got Ryan Ripken coming in here.
Oh, y'all got Ryan Ripken in there? Okay. Yeah. Well.
Have you not listened for the entirety of the
season? Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going on. I hear you. Then I hear Ryan. Then I hear Molesky on. I don't know what's going on with the show nowadays, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bob, man, I don't know, man. I want to have hope, man, but I feel like Nolan, man. You know, it's just blow this thing up, man, and just start on next season because it sucks, Bob, because if you think about it, the season started March 27th in Toronto. It's May 23rd. And it's already over for him. Like, it's not even 2 months in, Bob. And I can't even go down Pickles and have a beer and walk over to the stadium and feel good about my team winning and being in a pennant race this season. Like, it just kind of sucks,
well,
Bob.
Well, saying you can't go to Pickles and have a beer, that's sacrilege. You know what I mean? That's a bigger thing than the Orioles game. You're coming out and you're pacifying yourself, Rashawn, with entertainment. And then now, if you expect them to lose, you go over there and they win. Hey, then it becomes a great night. Say, hey, man, it's a pleasant surprise that the Orioles have taken care of business. Well, but if they get housed in Boston, and they may or may not, I don't know. I'm going to lean towards they may, based on what you just said. But if they can handle their business against the Red Sox, come home with at least a little momentum going in their favor for the Cardinals, who've been one of the hottest teams in baseball, we'll see. Before I even begin to look at this team as being acceptable, I mean, they got to get to 10 games below 500. And right now they're sitting at 16. And to even think of them as being a playoff-worthy team, they need to go in, what, 20 of 22? We're talking about unrealistic stuff right now, let's be honest.
And Bob, man, I agree, man. Like, I definitely would trade O'Hearn at the deadline. Also, Mountcastle and Eflin, because I'm sure a contender team can use a pitcher like Eflin. I don't know what type of stock Mountcastle have, but I don't think he's, you know, that he's in the Orioles' future right now. And he's digressed this year.
Yeah,
you know,
he's regressed, whatever it is. He's a home run hitter who doesn't hit home runs. Ryan Mountcastle's not cleaning up to go 2-for-3 with two singles to right field. Ryan Mountcastle's cleaning up to hit three-run homers with guys on second and third. And he has two bombs. He hasn't hit one in forever. So I don't know if he's got a lot of trade value at all, Rashawn, but I think he could be a nice addition to a possible trade. You know what I mean? And if you're getting rid of O'Hearn and you trade Mountie, who plays first base?
Mayo. You call him Mayo up. Let the young kid just come up and learn, man. And, you know, whatever, man. The season's a wash anyway, Bob. What the hell, man? Hey, Bob, what do you think about this? I'm going to keep Mullins, man. What do you think?
Three years,
$33 million.
I'd want more than that if I'm sad. I'm saying I want three at 50.
Well, I said that to Jeremy, and Jeremy was like, well, hell no, man. He ain't worth that much, you know?
Well, because if the Orioles would have listened to me last February, even you scoffed, Rashawn. I'd sign Taters for 3-for-60. If they would have offered him that last February, he'd have signed that deal. And then he goes out and hits 44 homers, drives in over 100, and I think they kind of offered him that deal, and he laughed at him. Cedric, let's see. He at least 15 mil, right? 3-for-45? $10 million bucks a year. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, especially for his glove, man. But look,
all right, real quick,
man, I'm glad we didn't pay that money for Santana. Like he's struggling up there in Toronto. Has he turned it around?
He's Babe Ruth compared to Tyler O'Neill. Let's say that. All right, Rashawn, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and I better see you down at Pickles. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, ripping it with Ryan, coming up at 12 o'clock. Orioles in Boston. Doubleheader. Still waiting on the Orioles lineup. When we get it, we'll share.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
With you, the crater that has been the 2025 Orioles season, to the point where Nolan and I don't think they can dig out of it. If you think they can, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. Talk Ravens, Jonas Schaefer, OTAs next Wednesday, over to the media. Is Jonas Lamar better be there? Derrick Henry better be there kind of guy? I don't care. Watching Tyler Loop, though, I think that'll be interesting to observe because he's replacing Justin Tucker. And other than a, I'm not going to look for Micah here, other than a big injury, Tyler Loop, Nolan, is going to be the big story of training camp, preseason, and then ultimately when they go to Buffalo to start the year. He will be under a microscope that maybe we haven't seen in quite some time.
Well, it'll be a big story if he's missing.
Oh,
if
no
he's
doubt.
Doing, if he, there's nothing to see here and he's hitting all his kicks, then it's no big deal. And to be honest, I think the whole kicker thing's a bit overblown. Right. With the quality of a team that the Ravens have, they really shouldn't be in a position where they need to be settling for field goals. and you even saw it last year with the last couple of years with Justin Tucker on the team. John Harbaugh opting to go for fourth and shorts in fringe territory rather than kicking a long 50-yard field goal.
Yep, and as Lamar Jackson said many times himself, I love Justin Tucker, but I'd rather see him kick extra points than 50-yard field goals. Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, this isn't 10 years ago where you're just trying to eke out a 16-13 win on the leg of your kicker. You're trying to hammer time people, and they're certainly capable of hammer timing, but they play. They don't get blown out. They blow teams out. But when they lose, it's 10 penalties, 3 for 13 on third downs, red zone miscues, and then maybe your kicker misses a field goal. Philadelphia game. All right, let's get out to the phones. Go to PT in Towson. All right, PT, keep that positivity rolling, my friend.
No doubt. Gotta love Bruce. Thanks a lot for playing him today, guys. But let me get right to it. I know a strong case can be made, you know, that the season's over. But if they just play in the second half this year, like they played in the first half last year, we're in the playoffs. And Sagano is pitching just as well as Corbin Burns is pitching. Now, I agree, you know, obviously Kramer has to start pitching like an adult consistently. Povich, Eflin obviously has to be a number one or number two. Things have to change. But, Bob, tell me where I'm wrong here. Colton Cowser could be one of the best outfielders in baseball. He's coming back. Westberg, I know you're a huge fan.
Yeah,
he could
be the
best
stud.
Third baseman in baseball. Gunnar, arguably, could be the best shortstop. Holiday's playing like one of the better infielders in baseball. Hearn's hitting out of his mind. Adley has it in him. Maybe he's going to click now. There, it's within this team's potential that they can play like they played in the first half last year. You don't agree with that?
Well, let me throw some holes in that theory. If they keep playing like they are now, some of these guys you mentioned won't be around in the second half of the season to get hot. And last year's team first half, they were arguably the best offense in baseball. Certainly most powerful with home runs, them and the Yankees and OPS. They were thumping the baseball. I don't see anything that hints that that's going to happen. Because the guy that replaced 44 home runs, and say what you will about Santander, off to a slow start, he did hit a three-run homer the other night. He does have six home runs. Tyler O'Neill, we don't even know when he's playing again. So you're not getting anywhere close to production that Santander had, PT, or what O'Neill even did last year for Boston. So I don't see them being good enough offensively to put together a run like that, no pun intended.
Completely agree with your point, but you would also, I hope you would agree, Mike Elias and other big-time baseball people believe that Heston Kerstad and O'Neill can form a combination that will be comparable to Santander.
I am going to PT. Thanks for the call. Have a great Memorial Day weekend because Nolan just said we got to take a break. Not only am I going to disagree, I'm going to strongly disagree. Nolan, do you see O'Neill and Kerstad combining for 44 homers and over 100 ribbies?
Not even close.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come back, finish up hour number one, then Jonas Schaefer will be. I hope they do. By the way, let me stress that. I hope the Orioles win 25 games in a row and win the World Series as much as anyone listening right now. Just don't see it happening. Jonas Schaefer, top of the hour, but we'll reset when we come back. Ripping it with Ryan coming up at 12. Before we culminate this one, make way for Inside Access. Orioles and Red Sox coming up here at 1:35. We'll keep you up to date on that score. And then the nightcap coming up at 7:05. Trevor Rogers, first of all, will be the 27th man today. How's he doing? Well, let's see here. He's pitched 13 and a third innings. He's given up 12 earned runs. 16 hits. And that only walks 6 people. He does have 15 strikeouts. Holy bleep. And look, we've talked about this a bazillion times. Kyle Stowers, Norby, and Stowers is making them look like total fools. And I've always been Team Norby. And you made a good point when we were talking off the air. If they would have made that trade for Eflin, I think we'd be all right, you know what I'm saying? But for a guy who can't get anyone out and hasn't been good, quite frankly, in 4 years, Mike Elias, bad.
Right, it's not like it.
Failing grade.
Not like it came out of nowhere either. I mean, I remember as soon as the trade went down, everyone was scratching their head. This is the compensation you gave up for Rodgers.
There's a lot of what the bleeps.
As soon as he arrived here, you knew it was going to be a project. And I'm like, you're buying a project when you're trying to compete for a World Series? Now, maybe that would have been something to do a couple of years ago, not for that compensation. But at least then you give yourself some time to, hey, maybe we'll turn it around. But it's puzzling.
Now, does he start game two instead of Morton? Or is he going to be, unless Morton gets hammer-timed, he's the first dude?
Well, maybe it goes back to the doesn't really matter point. Yeah, but I think, and right. I'm not really going out on a limb here, that you're going to need two bulk pitchers for game two. Whoever's starting, Morton or Rodgers, we're not confident in either one of those guys throwing 6 scoreless innings. So you're more than likely going to need both of them. So whoever goes in first, doesn't matter. You flip a coin. You're both pitching.
And by the way, this is nothing personal against Trevor Rodgers. It's a business thing. Tom Hagen and Sonny Corleone. It's not personal, Sonny. It's business. Even what they did to your father was business. All right, I'll wait. And then Michael Corleone said, no, we don't wait. And he wasted 2 guys at the restaurant. Spoiler alert if you've never seen a 53-year-old movie. But I digress. Orioles lineup. Jackson Holliday, second base. Okay, cool with that. Brian Baio, pitcher for Boston. Righty. Rutschman, batting second behind the dish. Gunshow, your DH today, Nolan McGraw. So I guess you can figure out where we're going at shortstop. Mountie's at first. O'Hearn's in left. Playing the Green Monster. Urias at third. Seti's in center. Kerstad's in right. A lot of ground to cover out there, Fenway. And then Georgie. Wonder if Manzo calls him Georgie. Or Georgie calls him Manzo.
Maybe he'll get some points. I don't know. Right. All right, I'm done with that.
Yeah, that's an Oriole lineup today. Game one, day-night doubleheader against the Boston Red Sox. I did check the weather because it's a habit when you do BBT. You got to look to see if it's raining somewhere. And they're playing today, but it could rain tonight. So we shall see. But the Orioles trying to put two together. Red Sox coming off a series win against the Mets. And the Orioles, well, they broke an 8-game winning streak or losing streak. So there we are. Oriole lineup, Trevor Rodgers, 27th man, which means he'll be pitching in some capacity probably in game two. We'll come back, talk to Ravens as we got OTAs open in the media next Wednesday. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, whip around coming up at 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Well, OKC, second half domination yet again against the T-Wolves. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Panthers, puppy pantsing. The Hurricanes in this day in Orioles history, as we said, will harken back to the great days of 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.